Jonathan, we're here in Busan on the eve of the conference, and people are already talking about how important the role of China will be this week. Can you give us an idea of why you think China will be playing such an important role?
Well, Andrew Rogerson and I, a few months ago, possibly before it became fashionable, wrote a piece called Global Reach is the Prize at Busan. And that is how it looks like it's turning out, and it certainly isn't clear whether the prize is being won or not. I think Busan, it looks like, will be remembered for whether or not China goes with the current structures as they are and signs up to something, or really just kind of walks away, which is looking on the cards at the moment. And that, you know, whichever decision it makes will mean that the conference has a very, very different outcome. If China stays on board, then this idea of a new partnership for global development is a real thing worth working on for the next 6 months and see what happens. If it walks away, then unless this conference comes up with some really concrete steps forward based on the Paris and Accra agenda, it probably will be seen as a bit of a failure.
You're taking part in three events tomorrow. Can you give us a taster of what they're about?
There are three very interesting events, actually. The first one is trying to link up the Busan agenda for better development cooperation with the Rio Plus 20 agenda, which is all about sustainable development. And it's looking at how the objectives and financing and the vision for a new, development chapter emerge, and with very much an environmental link. The second one is looking at South-South cooperation, which has, you know, quite rightly emerged as one of the big issues here at this conference, moving beyond aid towards broader concepts of cooperation. And I'll be summing up some of the thoughts that emerge from that. And the last one is looking at the role of these very things, the role of international goals and targets and objectives. You know, how important really are they for achieving sustainable and equitable growth? And I think that's a very interesting question, and my personal view is they're of limited importance, but they are of some importance, and therefore they are worth working towards.
Thanks, Jonathan. We look forward to hearing about them.